Oh, it's been a busy week. It's been a good week. Life is good. Life is good. How are you? This is Rock Rowdy. This is the Rock Stops Here podcast. Before I tell you about my friends, if you are in the market in the Tampa Bay area for new windows and doors, Lipton Window and Door, my main sponsor, let me tell you about my guest. And then I got tons of stories behind the scenes. My guest is legend. And I know that word is thrown around a lot, maybe too much anymore, but he was not only a great football player, Warrick Dunn, but he is one of the best men I have ever come across. It was 31 years ago when his mother, Corporal Betty Smothers, was shot and killed. And he had to take care of his siblings. How many of us, when we were just boys, would have been able to do that? And not only do that, succeed as a football player, as a student. He went to FSU. He was an All-American. He was a great running back in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers, WD-40. He and Mike Allstott. He went on to great success with the Atlanta Falcons. He's just one of the greats. He started the Warrick Dunn Charities. And I mean, he started out when he was here in Tampa getting single mothers homes, and then it grew. Now, when I just interviewed him, wait till you hear what he's doing. He's building communities. He's incredible. What a good dude. Without further ado, before I bring on Warrick Dunn, let me tell you about my main sponsor. That is Lipton Window and Door. If you're in the Tampa Bay area and you need new windows, you need new doors, the only place you go, Lipton. They're in Pasco County. They serve, if you're in Hillsborough or Pasco, Pinellas, or Hernando counties, whether you're a homeowner or a business owner, call them now. Lipton Window and Door. Tim Lipton is the owner. Tell them Rock Rowdy sent you. It's 727-372-2455. Again, 727-372-2455. Factory back warranty, hurricane protection, replacement windows, patio doors, double hung windows, metal storm panels, 100% financing available, fully trained staff. They're the best in Tampa Bay. They are the premier window and door contractor. Lipton Window and Door. Go visit them at their Newport Richey showroom. Give them a call. Lipton Window and Door. All right, let me get to it. Here he is. One of my favorites. I'll tell you some back end stories. I was here when he was here. I covered him. I ran into him at the Ronde Barber Hall of Fame party in Cannes, which was off the chook, the chain. And he, what a good dude. My man. Warrick. Oh, I'm with the greatest, Warrick Dunn. Not only was he the great football player, just a great man. Always has a sense of humor, always smiling. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. Just hanging, you know, just chilling.
When you started Homes for the Holidays, and, you know, did you ever think that you would be going this long and have helped so many, Warrick?
No, I didn't have the vision at that time that I would be still doing it 26 years later. I mean, I was just doing something out of passion, and I just wanted to help individuals. I didn't start a nonprofit. I didn't start my charity to my sixth year in the league because I knew what I was truly passionate about. I figured that out. And to be able to help people create that stability, you know, I think it's life-changing, because what stability would have brought for myself and my family, but my mom would still be here, right, to experience us growing up, and she had to sacrifice her life to, you know, make sure we had a roof over our head. So I don't want other kids to have to go through what I went through, losing a parent, or they're sacrificing. So, you know, Homes for Holidays was really built because of her dreams, and now I'm able to really realize those dreams and live them out through other single-parent families. But I'm just so thankful that I've had the support, the partnerships with, like, Aaron's for 20 years, over 20 years. When you have people that believe in you, a really good team, I mean, it says a lot. And Mr. Blank, I was just talking about him, me just going to Atlanta was one of the reasons, because of his passion that we built a really good relationship. He cares about his community. He's also, you know, thinking about, hey, you care about your community. I mean, this would be a great place. You can expand your program. And it's been great. So I'm just so thankful that I've had a really good team, people that support me, and I'm able to utilize, you know, something that's so negative in real life to something that's positive in helping individuals create stability long term.
When you look back on your career, incredible career at FSU, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with WD-40 and all that, and the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, now that you've had time to look at it, do you even say, wow, man, wow, wow? Or do you wish you could have played maybe even a couple of more years?
I don't go, wow. I am thankful, but I do know at the same time. What's up, brother?
What's good?
The great Bruce Smith.
So you all right? Yeah.
I had to block him a couple of times. The
big Bruce Smith. He looks good.
Yeah, no, he looks good. I had to block him a couple of times.
Damn, Warren. You got it good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had to. But I think, you know, with my playing career, you know, I just tried to leave everything on the football field. I worked out three times a day. I sacrificed a lot, because I had to prove that I can actually play with the big guys. In today's game, everything's outside. When I was coming through, I had to run inside. I had to do some things. Plus, I was also sharing carries with Mike Allstott, even in Atlanta, with T.J. Duckett. So, you know, I was never a true featured back, right? So, for me, it's you know, what I did with the opportunities, things that I was given, I just tried to take advantage of it. And what, I'm 37 yards from 11,000 rushing, and I have over 15,000 yards total offense. I mean, and I tried to leave everything on the field, because that chip I had was always proven that I belong, that I can play with the best. And like I said, Bruce Smith right there on the football field, he was huge. I had to block him. Oh, I know, but I had to block him one-on-one. You know, how you doing, brother? Yes, sir. Yeah. So it's blocking great players like that, getting in. And I would say, hey, I got in his way. I did my job. I got in his way. But, you know, just being able to play against guys that, you know, I mean, and having to say, hey, I played against the best. And, you know, I did what I had to do to make sure my guy was protected or whatever. But I always tried to prove myself and show everybody that I can play with the big boys.
Now, when your mom died and here you were young and you had to take care of your siblings, how much help or a factor was it to have coaches along the way, almost like father figures, Bobby Bowden, a Tony Dungy?
Right. Well, yeah, I think losing my mom... Well, I don't think. Just knowing losing my mom, you know, certain men were just God sent. You know, at the right time, I had support, guidance. I had people in my life that were there for me along my journey. And at that time, too, you have to be open. You have to want to hear what they have to say, and just really being open to following their lead. And you know, it's just like anything else. You got to believe in what people are telling you. And I believe in Coach Bowden. I believe in Coach Dungy. And, you know, those two individuals helped mold me at a time where I was still struggling with life. Right after my mom's passing, college, you know, 5 years in Tampa with Coach Dungy, I never went to counseling, and I didn't go to. I went to Atlanta and finally went to counseling to really address things that I suppressed for so long. So, it's having people in your life at certain times really helps you, and it helped me, and it helped me create, you know, a better balance, because they supported me, but most importantly, the guidance really helped me to be where I'm at today.
Last two. What do you, down the future, is there a bucket list? What is there something that you still want to do and accomplish, Warwick?
Well, I can sit here all day long. I'm always open to learning something different, just being better. You know, my biggest goal is that I want to continue to grow and expand what we do as an organization to help more people, to create more partnerships, just to impact families and communities. I mean, it's important. And I know I have the charity, but I also started building housing as well. So I want to go and now help individuals build stable housing, and not just for single parents, but two-parent households. We just want to help workforce and the underserved community live healthier and better lives. So put families in mixed economic communities to help create a long-term impact, and that's educating them and so forth. So I got a big vision, you know, a lot of years to go, but I'm just, in my mindset right now is really growth phase of impacting families.
You have made it in life, not only in the NFL. What advice do you have to young people, whether whatever profession that they're going to try or in life? What's the best piece of advice you can give to a young person?
Wow, that's tough. But I had a saying, they said I couldn't, but I did it anyway. And that's my saying that, you know, that I have, that, you know, people are going to doubt you. You know, but are you going to put in the work to prove to them that you belong, right? And you know, if I look at football, being 5'8", 5'9", 170-some pounds in the National Football League, I had to do more than just the norm. And I left it all out on the field. I was going to show and prove to everybody that I can play with the big boys. It happened.
You're a great man, Warrick. Thank you so much, as always, buddy.
Thank you.
So he was a little more serious in this setting, this interview, right here on the Rock Stops Here podcast. I was trying to get him to smile and laugh a little bit, because months before I had seen him in Canton, Ohio at the party of all parties. Rondé Barber got inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. And if you've never been there, I recommend it. It's the same thing like a baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the basketball Hall of Fame, Springfield. And so I was just so honored. I couldn't believe that Rondé Barber invited me to his party, man. And it was all the guys that era that I covered, those in the Bucs organization, the Bruce Arians. If you don't know the story, Bruce Arians went to Virginia Tech with Rondé and Tiki Barber's dad. And Bruce Arians roomed with Rondé's dad. And that was unheard of. Black and a white together in a dorm room back in that day. And Bruce Arians like, I didn't give a shit. I don't care. And there's a picture of Bruce Arians babysitting Rondé and Tiki when they were little. And of course, Rondé invited, obviously, Bruce Arians, and I got to talk with Bruce at the party. It was, oh, it was huge. The guy from the Browns, Joe Thomas, was getting in. They had two separate parties. This was a beautiful place. These grounds so big, it wasn't like the parties overlapped. And it was just great. And I saw Warrick there, and he had a great sense of humor, man. We were busting balls and just kind of kidding around a couple of times, walking around there. It was just, everybody was in such a good mood. It was incredible. He was a little bit more serious here, but I made the speech. He and Rondé got into the Tampa Bay Sports Hall of Fame. And I gave the speech that day to induct. It was a couple of years back. I think it was through Jack Harris or something like that. I don't really remember. And it was great because Rondé really, really looks up to Warrick and vice versa. It was just really neat. Allstott, the whole bit. So, but what Warrick has done, he doesn't just get enough credit. It's incredible, man. He is also a limited partner, I believe, in the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. And he still loves Tampa Bay there, what he did at FSU. Just great. So you're the man. You're the man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Rock Stops Here podcast. All right, let me tell you some stories. Now, before I do that, let me tell you about, if you're in the market for windows and doors, you need replacement windows and doors. Who doesn't? In Tampa Bay, you got to go to Lipton Window and Door. They're the best. They've been in business for a long time. If you're in Hernando, Hillsborough, Pasco, or Pinellas counties, Lipton has the best manufacturers with the best products at the most affordable prices. Get your windows and doors now. Get them replaced before hurricane season. They are the best in Tampa Bay. Lipton Window and Door, 372-2455. It's a 727 area code. They're located in Pasco County. You can go check them out in Newport Richey. Or call them. Someone always will answer the phone. 727-372-2455. All of Lipton's windows and doors meet and exceed Florida building and energy costs. They don't compromise. It's affordable pricing. Lipton Window and Door. All right, we finished the NFL draft. It was amazing. It was amazing. It's incredible. NFL is so king amongst all the other sports in the United States, in this country. And they're now trying to be global. And you saw the ratings, the record crowds that came to downtown Detroit. And there's one NFL guru, a younger guy, Miller, I believe his name is. He is starting the push to try to get, who is Mel Kiper, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Look, I was like you. I remember that Indianapolis Colts, that who is Mel Kiper? Remember that on ESPN years and years ago? And all this, and he's good on the air, but his takes and this, and I really didn't know. Let me tell you, what do you hear this? Back in the day when I was on radio in Tampa Bay, and I was part-time at Bay News 9, the weekend anchor, Dave Logan was a color commentator on the Buccaneer Radio Network before Dave Moore. He was a former defensive tackle. He played college football at Pitt. David Logan. And he was the original anchor, sports anchor, at Bay News 9. So I worked with him. He passed away unexpectedly, a blood clot. It reached his lung. He was in his 40s, and he dropped dead. And it was a shock to everybody. He was running 5, 6, 7 miles a day. He was in great shape. He had lost weight. You know, when they build themselves up sometimes to be in the NFL, a defensive tackle, he normally wasn't that big. So he had shed the weight. He was in great shape, and he died like that. And I was at a Tampa Bay Lightning game. I get the call. Just come back to the station. Something has happened. What's going on? Just come back to the station. I get back to the station. I come in. They said, Dave passed. So I do the sports show, the sports connection that night. The boss, Elia Weiser, called me in the next day. Said, we're all grieving. We're shocked. But this is also a business. I want to sign you to whatever, a 3-year, 4-year deal. You're now the new main sports anchor. And business is business. And I gave my notice at the radio station on Gandy Boulevard. I didn't have to. I did 1 year working 7 days a week. I stayed full-time in radio, and I worked part-time. And it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. It wasn't just Dave made a deal. He was going to work 4 days a week full-time, and he made the deal. So he did Monday through Thursday. That was it. I did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had 1 year doing 7 days a week. I remember the boss, oh, you're going to get tired. No, I won't. I love what I'm doing. No, I won't. And I didn't get tired. I worked 7 days a week for a year. Didn't faze me at all. So, and I still partied, and I still had a good time. but anyway, so Dave passed. And so we didn't have any offices. We were in this Pinellas Park studio. The sports office was behind the wall of where the set was, where we had there was a new set in the middle of the building, and then there was a sports set right there in the back, and there was a wall. And then behind that wall is where we had editing, two editing machines. We had a microphone you could voice track. We had a couple of monitors to watch games and take highlights, and that was it. And I was sitting back there. And when we actually had a receptionist back in the day where there was receptionists at stations, it was totally different.
a lot of people, salespeople, and saleswomen, and a lot of people milling around, you know, busy bee, and get a call, and it comes back, and I just picked up, and it's like, this is Mel Kiper. And I said, hello, Mel. Who are you? Rock Riley. I work with Dave. No, I wanted to find out about Dave. And I said, oh, this is Mel. He said, what's your name? I said, it's Rock Riley. I'm his coworker. I'm here. And he said, listen, man, I just got the word. I can't believe it. I always liked Dave. I want to find out where I can send something. Does he have a charity? When I send flowers, can I do something? Where is he going to be buried? What's the details? I want to just do something. Don't let anybody know. It's just for me. I just want to do something. And I was blown away by that. Dave Logan was not a big national name. I mean, there was a Dave Logan in Colorado, still, I think, to this day, maybe on the air, a former player. Because when I came here to Tampa Bay, I'm like, Dave Logan? I knew a Dave Logan in Denver back in the day, because I drove from Denver to Tampa, whatever it was, 30 years ago. And and he wanted to know, how did he die? Said he had been jogging. His girlfriend was on the phone with him. He coughed. She said, what, you got a cold or something? And then boom, that was it. The phone just dangled, dropped. It was an old landline. It wasn't a cell phone. So it was just hanging. And then that was it. And he just died unexpectedly. He's like, boy, that's terrible. And I just have a lot of respect. I like Dave. And I just want to do something and send something. I said, okay, thank you very much, Mel. And that's my Mel. Like, he is, that says something. It wasn't like it was his best friend. And he made to find out the station, the main number, get transferred back, talk on the phone. What can he do? That's my Mel Kiper story. And ever since then, I'm like, that guy's a good dude. So it just reminded me last week of the NFL draft and this guy trying to get Mel Kiper in. I think there is a certain section, a wing in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for as a contributor. What you've done for football, Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's been there for all these drafts. You know what, man? I'm all for it. After you now know that story about Dave Logan. I love the draft. Draft just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I remember it was always at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Every time I go to New York, I always end up right around Radio City Music Hall, 30 Rock, where the SiriusXM building is, Time building. There used to be SNY over there. Now it's the MLB store. I always like going to that area. Always. When we were kids, my mother and my aunt Mary, they'd bring us to New York City and we'd actually get to put on skates and skate at Rockefeller Center. Didn't realize how cool that is until now. When we were just there recently, though, they were doing something. Either they were replacing the ice or something. There was nothing there. Because when the weather was nice, I remember there used to always be tables and awnings and people would sit outside and have, lunch or whatever, dinner outside there at Rockefeller Center. But anyway, I never covered the draft when it was in Radio City Music Center or Hall or whatever, Radio City. And then they decided to move it. And I'm trying to think, the year it went to Chicago, the year that it was Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, 1-2, that year I went. I remember the ball. We got a new boss. He just did not take to me, man. I remember I came in, Elliot Weiser, our boss, he went over to Channel 10, the CBS affiliate. We had a new guy come in, Alan. He met with everybody in groups. And I remember we got to me, he goes, what's your deal? All I know is your name is Rock. You've been here a long time. What's your deal? That's how he said it, man, starting off. I'm like, oh, he said, what's this? I'm not any good. And he just never took to me. And he did not like the fact that I went to Chicago for that draft because he watched our draft coverage that night And I wasn't included much. They were taking calls. They were doing all this stuff on set. And he's like, why are you wasting this money having Rock? Well, I broke it earlier in that week on Thursday. I got my source that the Bucks were going to take Jameis Winston. I was doing all kinds of stuff and features. You didn't see any of that. But anyway, water under the bridge, over the bridge, under the bridge, threw me under the bus, whatever. It's all... But it was a fun experience. And I saw how... they took to Chicago, the fans, and being in a different location. I know Nashville was big. Next year, it's going to be in Green Bay. That would be kind of cool. I can tell, all I'll do is tell you this. I know someone that works in the NFL offices on Park Ave. And he was at the draft in Detroit. And I texted him and I said, my God, my timeline. Here it is on Thursday night, the first night of the NFL draft. You had the Philadelphia 76ers upsetting the New York Knicks in the NBA playoffs, where Joel Embiid had 50 points and he admits that he has Bell's palsy and that the side of his face was sideways, like paralyzed a little bit. No, but that would have been a huge story the next day. Embiid, 50, NBA playoffs against the Knicks. He's got Bell's palsy. It was all NFL draft on my timeline. Every radio show, every TV show, every digital network, every blog, every tweet, every thing. It was NFL draft, NFL draft, NFL draft. It's just incredible. Did you see the ratings for the first night? It beat the combined nights of the World Series, NBA Finals, NHL Finals, each one. It's just amazing. But it was neat to be there. I've been there when I've seen the families behind the scenes hugging their kid who was at the draft. I love the stories. I love the phone calls. You see it all now on social media. I love it. It changes their life. I did a show with Martin Gramatica a couple of years back, and he told me when you get that phone call, you're in the NFL, your paycheck is going to be what your paycheck is. It changes your life, your family's life. It's the greatest thing ever. Isn't that cool? I mean, y'all are working hard just to support your family. You're doing what you got to do to support your family, right? Unless you're a bachelor. Oh my God. I'm going to tell another bachelor story at a local watering hole. Cracks me up. But can you imagine getting a call that's going to put you in an upper echelon with income and is going to be something that you love to do, and you're going to play at the biggest stage, the NFL, and you're going to have the most attention on you. You're it. You're the man. You made it. You got all this money. What you're going to get paid. Can you imagine getting that call? How not cool that must be. I can't imagine it. The best one I saw was the LA Rams, this big, big guy. And go check it out. It's just so cool. But anyway, it was neat. I was over at $1. It's very, very quiet, especially on a weekend. There's not a lot of hustle and bustle. There's no players there. There's a coach. You know, it's very, very quiet. And you're in a media room and you're waiting around. You're waiting around. Then they make a pick. Okay, now. Either the first night GM Jason Light is going to come out and speak. You go into a room right next door. It's where they do media sessions. And then now, you know, you record off your phone sitting there. Times have changed. Or the assistant general manager, John Spytek. But it's neat. I like it. Now, let me tell you about last week. Kind of really a whole different vibe. So the Tampa Bay Lightning were already down 2-0, and they were playing at home. The first two games were away against the Florida Panthers, then they were coming back to Amalie Arena, but they were down 2-0. And so I went to the pregame at Amalie Arena, walked all around, got the vibe and videos, the band playing, the fans, the Six and Fire doing their thing. Over inside the bar there, where the pregame show is being done. Then I get in, then I get on the ice. I did take care of this security guard. His daughter has doing something, wanted some publicity. Guy asked me, thought I was still at Bay News 9. Could I do a story? I've been gone for 5 years, but I took care of it. Gave him the email, blah, blah, blah. Tried to took care of him. And went up to the press area, sat there for the first period just to get the vibe. The fans did their job. There's nothing like, there really isn't. The playoff hockey, it's just, wow, everything's amped up. So it was great. It was great. But the Lightning go down 1-0. They go down 2-0. And it's like, whoa. All right. They did get one goal. All right. Now I got to get back over. I'm going to go to Raymond James Stadium where they're having a draft party. And maybe I can get, there's current players and supposedly former players there. Maybe I can get somebody on the Rock Stops Here podcast. So I go from downtown Tampa, Vinickville, near the Addition, the Heron, the building, the Water Street, the hustle and bustle, all the fans with the Lightning sweaters on, the excitement, the fun. It's a happening event. You get in there, Titus O'Neil, WWE superstar. He does his pitch on the Jumbotron. It's fever pitch. It's exciting. And then, boom, the air's let out of the building. The Panthers score. And then, boom, the Panthers score again. And then it's like, whoa. And it's quiet. Like, oh, this sucks. Oh, don't tell me they're going to lose. Oh, this is going to be bad. All right, so I leave there. And I'm driving to Raymond James Stadium. It's dark. It's nighttime. I get to Ray J and I just figured, okay, it's the draft party. I've covered draft parties before. But what they had done is in the past, they had limited the parties to season pass members, season ticket holders. This year, now that I'm thinking about it, they opened it up to general public. $15 a person if you're general public, $5, I believe, if you're a season pass member. But when I pull up and I go off of Himes, there's Del Mabry Highway and Himes Avenue, and I'm like, look at all these cars. What is there, 10,000, 20,000? Like, holy shit. This is a freaking draft party. There's no game. It's end of April. It isn't football season. And I was like shocked at the amount of people that were there. And I'm like, I got to park all the way down here by the Yankees complex. And not a problem, but I was just like, whoa. And I go and I had the wrong spot for, I thought, but from the email where you get your credential and all that jazz and blah, blah, blah. I go to, I get in. I get a wristband. She's like, oh, we'll put you. And I go right out onto the field. And it was a beautiful night down here in Florida. Now the nights, they're still nice. They're not boiling hot yet. During the middle of the day, we're hitting 90. But in the evening and in the morning, it's still nice. 73, 75 degrees. So far, it's coming. It's about here. And it's beautiful. And I went out onto the field. Because the draft is already going on. It's like right before they pick Penix. So it was probably like pick number 6 or 7. And there were so many people out having a good time. Everybody's got jerseys on. I mean, not Walmart t-shirt, Buccaneer t-shirts. I'm talking about the expensive jerseys. All, even kids. Kids are playing touch football. Kids are playing tackle football. Probably not supposed to. The ground, they were letting everybody in the field because the field, they're redoing the turf at Raymond James. So it was basically dirt, but they spray painted it green. So it looked like it was a football field. And it was just such a fun vibe. I went from the air being sucked out of Amelie with the Lightning down to going to just such a happy time. And everybody was happy. A couple of people, hey, Rock, how you doing, man? I remember you from Bay News 9. I'm like, not many people do. And cool. Then long lines for some of the players. Some of the guys were backups. There was Yaya Diaby. He's a second-year player. He's going to be a stud. And he had the longest line. He loves fans. He reminds me of Yandy Diaz with the Rays. They'll sign until the cows come home. They'll sign and take selfies with you. And Yaya, you can tell he's just a fun-loving guy. Beast on the field, built like a brick shed house, but a good dude. And it was just awesome. They had the scoreboards going. Right then is when I looked up Michael Penix to the Atlanta Falcons at number 8 with his white shades on. And there was like, huh? And then everybody still went going about their day. I was going to put that picture on social media. I filled in on, I sat in at WDAE that morning, the next morning. And then when I looked at the video, I'm like, it ain't that great. You don't post everything that you take. But it was just neat to see. And being out, I remember a former player, Ian Beckles, been in radio a long time. He once said, kids love a live event. Even if your kids don't follow what's going on stage, on the field, in the arena, whatever, they love a live event. There's activity, people milling around, buzz, you know, you can't beat it. And what was kind of cool is I didn't even make it up to the club suite area. Usually I go up there, I mingle a little bit. I just stayed down on the field. And there was music, it was loud, everything was loud. So I was like, I don't mean any podcast here. But, and I did a little thing and took some videos and posted and stuff like that. And the cheerleaders were there for kids. You could take pictures and videos. Nobody was on their phones. Nobody. Now and then, maybe to take a selfie. Everybody was milling about. There were booths set up all around, interactive stuff, giveaways, entertainment. In the middle of the field, they had one of those things where you stand, the thing goes around, and the camera takes pictures of you. You're there with another girl, another couple, or you know, and that's kind of cool. All that kind of stuff, but nobody was standing up with their phone. How about that in 2024? How cool was that? So it was really, really neat to go from losing to everybody happy in a good mood. And then I said, let me get over to $1. Let me sit there. The Bucks aren't picking until number 26. But still, you never know if there's going to be a trade up. I want to be there. Whoever comes out to speak, I'll capture it. Then I can do a little story with my videos on Tampa Free Press. That's how I'm credentialed, and I do work for them. And so there you go. And then I was there, and I set up, and they got a new little media room. And they don't have enough outlets, and I don't have an assigned seat, so I got to borrow someone's outlet to charge my phone, my laptop. But I ain't complaining. Everything is new. Very, very nice. And it's just waiting around. You're looking up. They have, at the NFL facilities, at least they do this for the Bucks, they've got NFL Network on, not ESPN, because NFL Network is part of NFL, the league, and you're in the building. So NFL Network was up. And so we have that up and loud and da, 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 da. And there you go for the first night. And it was really, really cool. And then you get the general manager afterwards. He comes out. Then you get the player on Zoom. That's how they do it now. So you always get the player. It used to be audio only, but now you just get Zoom and you get the kid and all the draft picks that the Bucks took. I'm not trying to be Homer here. This isn't a Bucks-centric podcast. No X's and O's. They really blew me away. Here are kids that are 22, 23, maybe 20, one's 24. 21, so mature, so well-rounded, so grounded, so appreciative. Wow. Dude, when I was 21 years old, oh my God. And they gave me all that. Was I this well-versed, this mature? No. Very, 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 very impressed. And so I got out, I did a little story, I sent my videos, sent it, unplugged, got in my car, drove home, got home about 1:10 a.m. Nobody's on the roads, very peaceful. I live up in the upper Pinellas, almost on the Pasco border, so I take the back way, and it's very, very quiet. I get off the veterans, I'm in the back way. And it was very, very peaceful. And it was just like, wow, what a night. What a night to go from a hockey playoff game to a big-ass draft party on the field, seeing how happy everybody was, and then over to $1 and being there in the media room and then talking to a kid that just got drafted. And then boom, boom, boom. Didn't do it on Saturday. Went back on, or no, didn't do it on, that was Thursday, Friday. Didn't do it on Friday and then went back on Saturday. And then the end of the draft, talked to another couple of the young draft picks on Zoom. And then the assistant GM, he spent 4.5 minutes thanking the entire staff. When you realize how much time, my wife has asked me all these details about it, but it's like how much time and effort they put into the draft. You're spending millions of dollars. You only get 7 picks. It was something like 19,000 reports. Yeah, 1,600 players in depth, 11 months with scouts. They're on the road. Their families don't see them. You gotta, you know, but why they love it. That's why they signed up for that. You know what I mean? But wow, the amount of time and effort that gets in. And then when you see, these fan shots with all their gear on, and they might be like, oh, you can't believe me. What are you doing? You go, well, this guy, who's this guy? They don't even know who the guy is. They haven't studied. Oh, it's hysterical, man. Everybody's an expert. I don't even look at mock. I glance at a couple of mock drafts and that's it. I'm into the real thing. So it really, really, really was a fun, fun, fun experience. It was a fun week. It was great. And I'm very, very fortunate. We'll get back to covering baseball with the Rays. They're back here this week. I still love that. And that is very, very, very cool. I'm trying to think about, there was a couple of other things that I, yeah. So low and house-wise here, I mean, it is true. The older you get, the days go by faster. Am I not right? You're probably younger than me. Let me tell you, it's true. Now, I'm fortunate enough to have a younger daughter. You know, almost everybody my age, the kids are grown, they're totally retired. I guess I'm semi-retired. I hate that term. I want to keep working, man. I'm passionate. Boom, boom, boom. But it flew by. Like my daughter was just starting high school. It was yesterday when she was in her eighth grade thing in middle school, and it's the year is done. Kids down here in Florida get out in May, late May. Back in Jersey, it was always June. And then you start earlier the school year here in August. It was always September was the beginning of school. The reasoning is it's too hot. Well, it's hot as hell in August to start school. Whatever. But our daughter is just about done, and there's just different things that are cropping up now. And she's getting a ride from this kid that I don't even know with this friend, and this kid's a junior, and who's this kid and that. Now there's a party over here. What kind of shenanigans are going on here? It's a girl, so I'm going to be protective. I don't care. That's why I got to stay in shape. You got to. You got to. I'll never forget a video of Hulk Hogan when a boy came to date Brooke Hogan. And Hulk Hogan opened the door with the big guns. Listen, son. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ups and downs. Ups and downs. It's so different with a girl than a boy. Oh, my God. Just. But we actually had a nice time. She does a little part-time thing with my wife on Sundays, actually, you know, and it counts toward bright futures and all this. And she was late and Emily took off and I said, I'll take her. And she was in a good mood. Oh my goodness. And we actually had a talk and about what's going on in school with this and that and with this and that and this teacher and this friend and this and that. And she wanted to go to Dunkin' Donuts and it was actually nice. Actually had time to chat with her. Most of the time she cannot, I'm out there. I don't know anything. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot. You know what I'm saying, guys? You know what I'm talking about? But all in all, it's good. It's good, it's good, it's good. So I want to thank the Pat and Aaron Show on WDAE still having me come and sit in. It's enjoyable as heck. And of course, 102.5 The Bone, Johnny B. I want to thank both of those guys. I love it. I love the two different dynamics. An all sports station where it doesn't have to be too much X's and O's, but there's sports fans that are tuning in. So you got to do your homework. And then on this Johnny B show where it's all off the cuff, total entertainment. Love it immensely. I'm not a planning guy, so I love it. He's very entertaining and it's enjoyable as heck. And hopefully I can continue to do both because I enjoy it. I enjoy it and I enjoy it and I enjoy it. So thank you to those peeps. Aaron and Pat was out last week and Aaron was just phenomenal to me because I knew Pat first and then his buddy. And it's really, really cool. So it's cool. All good. All is good. All is good. All is good. We'll see what this week will bring. I hope you will have a good week. Before I go, once again, my thanks to my good friends, Tim Lipton and his family and his business, Lipton Window and Door. They will do you right. If you've been in business for a couple of decades, you're doing something right. Not something, a lot of things right. They don't just take the guys from off the street. It's a fully trained staff. They only use the best products. They're the best at what they do, the best manufacturers with the best products at the most affordable prices. It's a factory back warranty. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, whether you're in Hillsboro or Hernando or Pasco or Pinellas counties, and you're in the market, you need new windows, you need new doors, get a hold of Lipton Window and Door, 727-372-2455. And someone will always answer the phone. That's what I like. They also do this thing where Tim Lipton will donate $100 from every job they do to the Southeast Guide Dogs in Bradenton. They will provide you with custom-made windows and door solutions, and they never compromise on quality. Also, when you think about your finances, 100% financing on all purchases, on all window purchases or installation costs. It's only top quality windows and doors. It is Lipton Window and Door. They're on Madison Street in Newport Richey. If you want to go there and just check them out or give them a call, start there. They'll have someone come out, look around, give you an estimate, 727-372-2455. That is Lipton Window and Door. And they're in Newport Richey. All right, listen, I can't thank you enough. If you want it, please subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, so hit that. Leave a comment down below. That will help this Rock Stops Here podcast. Let me know. Should I try to get into the video age? Let me know. And here we go. God willing, because I know what happened to Dave. It can happen to anybody. Somebody else just dropped dead unexpectedly last week. So, God willing, I'll be back to talk to you next week. God willing, you'll be here to listen. Thank you. I really appreciate you, man. I really, really do. I can't thank you enough. For another week, let's have a good week. Let's do it. Let's do it on the Rock Stops Here.